This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And it's time now for the Noon Farm Show, brought to you by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Area Diesel Service of Carlinville. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And by Jersey County Grain Company in Jerseyville and Hardin. And now, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly supply and demand report today. USDA gave corn demand a 100 million bushel boost by increasing ethanol production and exports by 50 million bushels each. USDA also noted that a record Canadian corn crop will increase U.S. corn imports by 5 million bushels, resulting in a 95 million bushel reduction to U.S. ending stocks. Soybean ending stocks shrank 20 million bushels to 150 million bushels, and on wheat, USDA increased its forecast for imports by 10 million bushels, which will most likely come from Canada. DTN analyst Tom Holtman said overall Tuesday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report was less bearish for corn, bullish for soybeans, and bearish for wheat. Ahead of crop harvest in South America, old crop supplies are growing tighter. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions.
Well, as we look to the markets, we're seeing kind of a combination of tightening old crop stocks as presented by USDA and enlarging competition from South America. We're seeing production estimates rise for Brazilian corn and soybeans. I think in Argentina we're going to see a pullback in corn production because they've had some significant planting delays there that are going to result in some acreage shift. Roughly half of their corn acreage not planted, and we're running out of time right now. That'll, though, end up increasing soybean competition. So the markets are kind of trying to say, how do we deal with these tightening stocks? Now, corn, we're not ready to run out of corn by any means. But soybean stocks are getting very tight. We've already sold most of all of our exportable supplies. Demand for soy meal is strong, so the crush industry is actively trying to compete for those supplies. But yet we know that we have a big South American crop just around the corner. And so the market's trying to deal with that tension. What if the South American crop gets delayed? What if it doesn't? Tight old crop, big supplies from South America. And that's kind of where we find ourselves now as we head into the end of the year.
So right now we're just anticipating and eagerly awaiting the South American harvest.
They are harvesting their wheat down in Argentina now. And overall, we're seeing some production estimates that were down dramatically from where they should be because of drought earlier in the season, but coming back up a little bit because they've had some rains now during the grain fill period that have helped boost those yields. So overall prospects are improving a little bit in South America. So where does that leave us? Well, that leaves us in a defensive mode to some extent and needing to take advantage of rallies when they occur, but building a demand base. Cheaper prices are certainly building a stronger demand. Right now, the world looks like we're going to produce enough to meet that demand, but that demand is rising to a point that should we see a problem in the weather again, on either side of the equator, we could quickly see higher prices once again. We just don't see that threat at this time.
Now, we aren't seeing too many weather threats for the South American crops right now, are we? I know we had some rough weather all the way up here, but how about them? How's the weather look?
Well, yeah, and that's exactly right. Overall crop conditions are pretty good. They've been wetter than what they'd like in Argentina, but overall rain makes grain. So, you know, they're pretty pleased there other than the fact of needing to shift some corn acres to soybeans. As you look at Brazil, they've had some areas that have been too wet, some areas too dry. But overall, we're seeing the dry areas now starting to get some rains, and the wet areas haven't been excessively so to the point of hurting yield. So it certainly beats a drought, and producers that I talked to down there as well as people in the grain industry are very pleased with the way the crops are looking, and they're seeing some of the best crop conditions that they've seen in a long time.
Stay tuned after the break. We'll be back with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions to take a closer look at U.S. competition with South American countries.
Long-term care can often mean long-term debt, but when you add the long-term care benefit option to a new whole life policy from Country Financial, you can withdraw the policy's death benefit while you're living to help pay nursing home or other qualified care expenses. Ask me, Wayne Schaefer, about our long-term care policies that offer even more protection. To find out more about long-term care coverage, contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Some people can't get enough of the holiday season, which is why farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy came out with special holiday milks, now available at your local grocer. Try chocolate cherry, chocolate mint, or candy cane milks. For a quick taste of the season, grab a quart. Holiday milks in chocolate cherry, chocolate milk, and candy cane flavors, now available at your local grocer. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines, there are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Rough winter storms raked the Midwest this week. Since most of the crops are in, that doesn't bear much of a market impact, but Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions says that some of the wheat crop may have taken a hit.
Yeah, exactly right. There are some lingering supplies of corn and soybeans that are out there, but from the big scheme of things, it's pretty small acreage now that's left, and so it's not much of a market factor. It is significant to those farmers who it happens to affect, but in the big scheme of things, it's not. There are some concerns about cold weather. We did see some damage to the winter wheat, we believe, in near the Kansas-Nebraska border, affecting about 15% of the Plains hard red winter wheat belt over the weekend prior to snow cover coming in to protect it. There are some concerns about some cold air dipping into the Midwest over some areas that don't have a very thick snow cover right now, those areas are expected to receive some snow before that cold air gets here. So overall, I think we're in pretty good shape. We may not like the cold, but it is that time of year. I know personally I'm ready for spring.
I'm also very much ready for spring. And that's a good point. We are going to need to hope for some snow cover on our winter wheat crops so that can make it through the year and we can start boosting American wheat supplies again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Overall, global supplies of quality milling wheat are relatively tight, but we see the wheat market right now battling with some pressure after last week's Stats Canada report surprised the trade, surprised everybody by being much larger than expected. Trade expected larger production estimates and had those bearish expectations built into the market, but then Stats Canada's production estimate came in 10% above those trade expectations, so even more bearish. That still leaves the global picture somewhat snug, but when we look at our market here in the United States, it increases the amount of wheat that flows across the border from Canada south, and as well as the competition to those markets that we typically service. And we've seen that certainly in recent weeks with this big crop in Canada, that they are undercutting us in price now into key markets like Japan, which is a big buyer of U.S. wheat. So the U.S. market is being suppressed right now because of that large Canadian crop. while the global market is finding good support from relatively tight supplies.
Now, with tight crop supplies kind of globally and the U.S. having a decent soybean crop this past year, but not exactly a bumper crop, going into next year, the U.S., are we going to need to have a bumper crop of soybeans in order to stay competitive with our South American competitors?
Well, the one thing that's driving the global markets right now is a shortage of protein. Protein is what's driving it, and it's largely led by the appetite for meat in East Asia, and specifically China, but other areas as well. And to produce meat, it takes protein in the way of soy meal. They're also buying large volumes of DDGs, or dried distillers grains and solubles, from us to try to fill that protein deficit for their livestock. And that's why our protein costs here in the United States are so high. And it also takes corn in order to produce that meat. And so that's the driving factor. We have larger supplies of corn here in the United States right now, so we're not looking for any big scenario of a bull market there in the corn market. But soybeans are simply going hand to mouth. Right now, over the past year, we were dependent on a big South American crop, and that disappeared. Now we're dependent on a good U.S. crop. That seems to be disappearing, and now the focus is shifting to we need another big South American crop. Depending on the final size of the South American crop, we're probably going to need a good big U.S. soybean crop as well. If that happens, if we get a big South American crop and get a big U.S. crop, then we could find ourselves in the situation of some burdensome supplies. But if we see a short crop in South America or the U.S. next summer, we could be right back to high prices and tight supplies once again, because demand for protein in the world is the strongest and is what's ultimately driving the entire grain complex.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.